This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Political consumerism. I put in that big dramatic pause there. Let's find out more on that. Here he is, live in studio. Money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Hello, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. You know, some say that many Americans can be apathetic when it comes to politics. They have enough of their own challenges to not get involved with issues outside of their immediate sphere. But they make what they think are the best decisions at the ballot box, and sometimes emotion takes over logic. When it doesn't go their way, they can disagree with the person or a policy. Then they might let their pocketbooks speak for them. It's called political consumerism. And for those voluntary associations, like when we when we shop and the products we buy, we may boycott a product or a service by intentionally avoiding the purchase of products because of social, ethical, or political concerns. If supporting a business because of their position on issues, many will boycott, they call it, their product and services by intentionally spending more on those companies. Is boycotting or boycotting effective? Social media has changed the landscape of political consumerism. But even before social media, boycotting was a powerful tool to raise awareness about injustices. Remember South African apartheid, considered a system of racial segregation and white supremacy, ruled the landscape from 1948 to 1994 when anti-apartheid movement shut it down. It all started as a boycott. There are other boycotts that have been temporarily effective. When Bud Light was targeted for a boycott after a controversial endorsement went viral on social media, sales plummeted. However, since then, Bud Light has regained its position in the top three selling beers in the United States. Pro-Palestinian protesters have boycotted Starbucks coffee. Their boycott has not had a monumental impact on Starbucks' bottom line, but bad press has added burgeoning pressure to the company to launch a PR campaign. It also opened the door for competitors to take some of their market share back. Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
How was your weekend, Don Grant?
My weekend was good. If you can call working on taxes good.
I made
some progress, and I did a little carpentry at home, and then we had some good friends over for dinner last night. I threw three racks of ribs on the smoker and enjoyed that. Oh, and by the way, I've got to give a shout out to Fred O, a friend of mine.
Yes, I
haven't met him.
Oh, well.
Well, he's not a friend. He's a friend of my friend, and he listens every day, and so thanks for listening, Fred.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Yeah, exactly.
I've of course, we had the daylight saving time. We sprung forward yesterday. I've been asking people all weekend, and I've just received a variety of spectrum of answers. Now I want to ask you, what's your take on daylight saving?
I think it should be eliminated, you know? I mean, or moving to either one. Doesn't matter to me. The daylight saving times or the other, what do you call it?
Standard
time. Yeah. Yeah, standard. I mean, I just think it was designed, wasn't, I mean, it's, this is a question, I guess, more than an answer. Wasn't it designed primarily for farmers?
Right, to and extend the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And to take advantage of the sunlight hours in the warmer months.
And I love farmers, and I want to support them, but I don't think farmers care anymore, do they? I mean, really? I mean, does it make that big a difference?
Maybe we should ask Tom Loeffler that question.
Exactly. Well, his take was he didn't care, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It is what it is, and it keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
I guess.
Gets us up a little bit earlier. Which was that? Was the transition hard for you?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, this time it wasn't. Sometimes it has been.
I sleep and wake up at such odd hours, it doesn't affect me in the least.
Yeah. Well, I may go to my office, and before anybody gets there, it'll stretch out on the sofa. You know, get a little nappy poo in there.
Nice.
You know. So how's Gridiron going?
It's going good. We had a good rehearsal last night. I think we're getting ready.
Can you even?
We'll be ready by Thursday night.
Can you reveal even one issue you guys are going to cover that you think is pretty good?
Well, I wrote a skit about the water restrictions.
Oh, okay.
About the you only get to water one day a week, depending on what quarter of town you live in.
Okay.
I wrote a song about that.
Good. Yeah. So all year long, are you like just taking notes on things, or do you?
I wish I were that organized.
Right.
The answer is, I try to file it away in my brain. I should write it down.
Right,
and keep
right,
a file
right,
somewhere,
right, right.
But I don't.
Wow.
And I also try to think, will this, if something happens in October, I'm like, will this still be funny in March or April? And if it's not, I'll just throw it away.
Toss it.
Yeah. Because stuff that's funny 2 months ago might not be funny this week.
You got it. That's all about comedic timing.
Yes, it's all about timing. So I try to think of stuff that are still going to hold up.
Yeah, well, looking forward to it. It's
always
a fun show.
Yep. You know, on Friday, we started talking about all those monarch butterflies. And, you know, you see them here in the spring and summer months. During the winter, they're down in the mountains west of Mexico City.
Yeah.
Before they all fly up north and get into the Rocky Mountains in the United States and Canada. During the warm months here, apparently their numbers are up. There was, you know, in some recent years, the count has been way down. But now it appears their numbers are pretty good this year.
Excellent.
After wintering in Mexico, of course, the monarchs with black and orange wings fly north, breeding multiple generations along the way for thousands of miles. And then the offspring end up reaching southern Canada. And then when it starts to get cold, they all head back to Mexico. Butterflies. And of course, it's really fun when they are coming through the Kansas area and you see them all over the place, and it's pretty nice. Some of their numbers fluctuate year by year depending on weather conditions. In recent years, some of the butterflies have not been faring well north of the Mexican border. They've been counting western overwinter populations of the monarchs in central Mexico, and then they get count along the California coast and inland in California and Arizona for about the last three decades. Their highest numbers, more than a million back in 1997. But then there was one year they counted only 9,000. That was 96% down from the year before. But the numbers in Mexico this year appear to be more. So maybe they're on the rebound, or maybe it was a bad count last year, or whatever. The first countrywide systematic analysis of butterfly abundance in the U.S. found the number of butterflies in the lower 48 has been falling about a little more than 1% a year since the turn of the century. 114 species showing significant declines, only 9 increasing. That's not good numbers. Experts say that monarchs do face risks across North America. The reduction of milkweed, where they lay their eggs. That plant has been disappearing because of drought, herbicides, wildfires, urbanization. Back late last year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed that monarch butterflies receive protection as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. We'll see what comes of that. It is 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Glad you're with us here on a Monday morning, March 10th. It looks like it's going to be a nice warm week. Temperatures well above normal. I think our temperatures are usually kind of in the upper 50s on average this time of year, and we've got temperatures in the upper 70s. So we're 20 degrees above normal for this time of year. So enjoy it here on the second week of March. This is Gridiron Week 2, the annual Gridiron Comedy Show. This is my 29th Gridiron show this year, where we big fundraiser for journalism scholarships, and we make fun of everything that's gone on in the news in the last year. Got some good mystery guests this year.
Oh, mystery guests are always fun.
I think we're ready for the show. And if you want to go, you need to get your tickets because the show is this week. We got the big Gridiron show Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And this year, we're adding a Saturday matinee. So if you can't make it at night, you can even try an afternoon show on Saturday this year. It's all taking place at Roxy's downtown, right there at Douglas and Emporia. Or Douglas and Topeka is closer, I guess. And if you want to get tickets, you can go to Roxy's website, roxysdowntown.com, and get the tickets to go see the Gridiron Show this year. Always see a lot of great listeners there, and it's a pretty funny show this year, I think. We got some good stuff.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.